This is called Panhandle Country.
Oh, thank you, folks. We got a couple more folks we want to introduce for you. Mr. Tony Ellis back here playing the five-string banjo. He worked at Bill Monroe in the early 60s. He's a North Carolina boy. And, of course, you all know Mr. Roland White. He worked with Mr. Bill Monroe for a couple of years, and then he worked with Lester Flatt, the Country Gazette, Nashville Bluegrass Band. And now he has his own group, the Roland White Band, so we're glad to be here. And, of course, the girl bass player, Tater Tate, couldn't make it this weekend, so Sharon Gilchrist is filling in and doing a great job on the old upright bass. You know, Bill Monroe, he would show you how to play something, but he couldn't really tell you what he wanted, nor would he even try most of the time. And speaking of bass players, we had a bass player named Mark Hembry in the early 80s. And, Mark was trying to engage Bill into some conversation. He said, you know, in the early days, your bass players did a walking-style bass, and nobody does that anymore. Would you like some of that? And said Bill looked way off and said, you know, I've had some sorry bass players. Dale McCurry, come up here and tell us a story. I know you've got some, pal.
Oh, my goodness. I've got several, but I better not tell them here.
Uh-oh.
No, I'll tell you. Well, you know, the way I got a job with Bill Monroe, I was working up there. I'll take up too much time here, but I'll tell them a little story. I was working in Baltimore, Maryland, in a little bar about the size of one of these speakers here. And Bill Monroe came through town because Jack Cook was an ex guitar picker and lead singer with Bill Monroe. He played from the middle 50s to the late 50s with Bill. And so Bill, it was wintertime and he was going to play New York University and he needed a guitar player for that date. So he stopped by and asked Jack if he'd play. And so he come in and in this little club and I said to myself, that looks like Bill Monroe. I wonder if it is. And it was. Anyway, they drugged me along with them up there to New York University, and that's how I got to know Bill Monroe, and I was playing banjo at the time with Jack Cook, and so he offered me a job that night, but I kind of liked playing with Jack because we were about the same age, you know, and Bill was one of those old guys, you know, then. found out he wasn't really that old because he's 10 years younger than I am now. But anyway, that's how I got a job, and I'm really appreciative, too. And it's great to be up here with all these ex-Bluegrass boys. I tell you, they've learned a lot.
Dale McCurry is one of the nicest men in Bluegrass. And something really cool happened last week, and I don't know if he's mentioned it or not, but CMT Television voted the top 20 bands of country music ever, and the Dale McCurry Band was in that list. So congratulations, Dale.